Hi, I have a really interesting man with me today who actually wrote to me through My Dear Lisa on my website, and he had some questions for me about what it's like to be a man dating. And I said, why don't we record this? Because I think it would be wonderful if women had a male perspective of what it's like to be out there dating. So hi, Lee. Thanks for being here with me.
Well, thank you for inviting me on.
Well, I think that it's really wonderful to have someone who's out in the dating trenches and can really help women understand the male perspective. I think that's super huge. So a question for you. What is it like for a man over 50 to be out there dating? What's the biggest
Well,
challenge?
You know, well, of course, I can't speak for all men. But I happened to discover your work on HuffPost, and then I read a couple of your pieces, and one of your pieces talked about the 11 kinds of men,
mm-hmm.
and it seemed that the first 10 didn't make it, but number 11 was okay. And then a second piece that you wrote was advice to Katie Couric, and
right.
As I recall from the piece, you were trying to say that, you know, there may be men out there, I guess you would call them beta males, who might be very good companions and partners to women who are dynamic and successful and creative, and that there can be a potential clash between an alpha male and an alpha woman. And I thought that your advice was very thoughtful and perceptive. And I think you mentioned that you did get some negative feedback along with the positive feedback. So I partly wanted to tell you I appreciated your article.
Thank you. Can you, like, talk a little bit more about what that's like for you to be a man who gets emasculated? Women don't totally understand that they're emasculating men. So can you share what that feels like to you, or instances that have happened for you? Because that's a lot of also what that Katie Couric article was about and what I teach women because of the times that we grew up in. So would that be something that you would be willing to share?
Well, sure. You know, I tend to think of it as what I call the ordinary woman, extraordinary man syndrome. And that is that there are many women, and I'm thinking primarily of middle-class, educated, successful women who are over 50, many of whom have had families. If they're dating, they're probably either divorced, maybe very few are widowed, very few are single, primarily divorced. Chances are they've had families, they've had kids, they've had their careers, and they may have gotten to that point in life where they feel that if the right guy came along and had the various qualities that they're looking for, and I think those qualities are, I would sum them up as confidence, power, and status. And along with that, things like financial independence, success in career, good health, they're assumed. And in addition to that, he should be thoughtful, kind, caring, attentive, be fully aware of the woman he's dating, have the makings of a good partner, and in addition, be light and lively and fun and relaxed. And it seems to me that that is a very tall order to find in one particular guy. That is a guy who is both alpha and yet maybe beta. And there can be an attitude, particularly, say, in the area where I live, that, you know, this is on the part of a woman. A relationship would be nice, but it's not something that I really need. So if the ideal guy comes along, okay, I'll give him a chance. But anything less, I have my life, I have my family, I have my friends, my activities, my friendships. And so I think, from my little worm's eye perspective, that there are many independent women who look around and say, gee, you know, where are all the quality men? And there are a number of good men, I don't know if they're quality men by that definition, but good men who are going begging. And so there seems to be a mismatch, and I'm wondering if maybe there may be more men in this age group than women that would really like to have long-term committed partnerships. And again, I'm talking mostly about the straight scene, because I'm not really familiar
right.
with the gay and lesbian scene.
Right. I love your perspective, because I think you hit the nail on the head that for women, you got to be the best thing around, or they're not, for many of them, they're just going to turn away. But tell, you know, let us know into the male mind, what is the difference? I think you're right. Men are definitely more into a relationship. They're not going to play games. They want someone in their life. So can you tell from the male, can you tell us what kind of things you're looking for? Because truthfully, we all in general want the same thing. And in many ways, you are speaking for the men out there. And help women understand that, what it is that men are looking for. Can you do that, Lee?
Well, I can tell you what I would be looking for, and I don't know how much that speaks for other men. But, of course, what I may be looking for may be a little bit exclusive as well, in that what I would like to find in a woman, and I might say that for me and for a lot of the guys that I know who are in their 50s and 60s are not necessarily looking for younger women, who would be very happy to partner with women of our peer group and our age.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, what I'd be looking for really is someone who is warm and kind, and is open to a committed relationship, who's rather soft and in a way feminine. But I wonder, in saying that, I live in an area where there's a strong current of militant feminism. It's a very liberal part of the country where I live.
Uh-huh.
And many of the women in our peer group, the slogan used to be years ago that a woman without a man is like a fish without a bicycle. You've probably heard that.
Uh-huh.
And to some extent, I think that may still apply, in that for a woman to be able to, as you've described, you know, when she's dating a man, let the guy take the lead, let him be a man, and maybe ease back a little bit. Let him open the door for you, or let him take the initiative. Maybe that's a little bit difficult. And I wonder, too, if some of the women in our peer group are really looking for that strong male presence, and yet, because demographically in our age group, in our peer group, status-wise, women have tended to rise as many of the men have declined,
mm-hmm.
For a lot of reasons having to do with politics and culture. It may be that that's very difficult. So I think some of the frustration that a number of the men that have talked to me face is that they feel as though they're not man enough for many of these women. And so you get put in the dreaded friend zone. And once you're in that friend zone, that's the end. So it's hard to know, because it could be that many women are, you know, they say women don't marry down. And if you have a general rise of one group and a decline in the other group, the competition for those extraordinary men is going to be keen. And since there aren't enough of those extraordinary men to go around, maybe the more ordinary women are either going to have to settle for less than they really want, and our ethic says you must never settle, or they're going to decide, you know, whether it's casual sex or it's, you know, a casual relationship, maybe better that then or maybe better nothing. So that's what I tend to see, and like I say, in my little narrow perspective, because of course there's a big world out there, and I'm not privy to most of it.
Well, maybe we can help women in a certain way, because leading is a real issue. Women were taught of our age group to be super powerful, super women's lib, super I can do it all. They became super women. And I've worked with enough alpha females who actually married beta males, and it exhausted them. They wanted a man who could take control of the situation, but it was hard for them to give up control also.
Yeah.
So maybe you can address a little more about what leading looks like for a man. Like, we all, most women love doors open, coats put on, things like that. But how else would a woman understand when a man, where a man wants to lead?
Well,
you want that.
Well, I do think a lot of men, alpha, beta, or whatever, really do want to be the leader and to take charge. In gentlemanly ways. I don't mean in a crass way.
No, I know. But what's that look like? Like, can you describe instances for women? Or maybe I can give you examples either way.
Sure. If you want to give some examples, yes.
Okay. I had a client say to me that she was in the car and she had been going out with a guy for a little bit, and she wanted a different radio station. So she said, would you be okay if I changed the radio station? He was fine with it, but it's like he wouldn't let her change the radio station. So from a guy perspective, what would you suggest a woman do in that instance? Or is that just a guy who's controlling?
Oh, what, he objected to her changing the station?
Mm-hmm. No, he was fine, but he had to do it.
Oh.
He thought that was the manly thing.
Well, you know, unless it's very complicated stereo equipment inside the car, I would say, of course, go ahead. Find something you like.
Okay, so then a woman's okay changing the radio station.
Oh, sure. You know, I think it's one of the things that I think is the crux. It's that there's a, I don't know if it's called a mixed message or how it comes across, but people have various needs. Mm-hmm. And if a guy has needs for love, affection, caring, you probably are aware of what they call the six love languages.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So it's as though if you have needs and communicate those needs, it's as though you're coming off as being needy. And so I sometimes think that a number of people, both men and women, who are single, who are maybe 50 or older, particularly if they think they might want a relationship, we may be people who've had more difficulty in acquiring communication skills than, say, a number of people who are happily married in long-term relationships. There may be certain things in our background that have caused us psychological difficulty. So you may be working with a sample, or they call it a universe, or a group of people who have been in various ways damaged.
Mm-hmm.
And so to learn those skills of communication and to be open and to be vulnerable could take a lot of work, working mm-hmm. with a therapist or whatever. But I wonder if we are a group of people that tend to be a little more wounded than normal, that may have a little harder time communicating, that may have harder time in relationship, in being intimate. And I know that for myself, if I'm dating someone, I'm a little hesitant to appear at all weak or needy for fear of being shown the door.
Mm-hmm.
So I have to fight against the impulse, but I'll tend to keep it inside. So needs, I have no needs. I'm perfectly fine. life, this falls apart, and you know, tomorrow I'm out doing my thing. So I think there may be, particularly for men, that hesitation to appear as though you have needs. So in a relationship, if you want to say, you know, not talking about needs about changing the radio station, but needs for openness and affection and intimacy and communication, maybe that's really difficult for both men and women in our age group.
Yes, I think it is. I feel like everyone is afraid of failure again. Everyone is afraid that they will get hurt again. And I feel like you bring up a really good point. But I need your help. Can you help me with this?
I'll sure try.
Okay, I need to come back to this leading, because for women, this is really hard to understand. So maybe you can look back through your many dates, relationships, when you felt a woman, the instances where women didn't let you lead, because it helps us to see where men really would like to lead. I feel women, when I teach them, I teach them many things, but hearing your perspective really helps this sink in about how to let a man lead. So can you share with us maybe a couple instances on what happened and how you think the woman could have handled it differently?
Well, in my case, I've had this lifelong struggle, partly because of the way I grew up and what took place in my family of origin. I've always been a people pleaser.
Mm-hmm.
It's something I have to work hard not to do. I try to psych out what somebody else wants and maybe say what I think they want or do what I think they want. And the risk of putting it out there and being at all assertive runs the risk of rejection.
Yeah.
And so in my case, it may be that I have a particularly hard time being assertive, and for all I know, some of the women I've had relationships with might have wished that I had been more assertive. But as far as how women might step back and encourage men to be more assertive, I don't know, because I'm under the impression, and maybe you can tell me, that the key thing that women look for in men is confidence. Would you say that? I don't know.
Yes, I think so, because it makes a woman feel protected and safe. And in many ways, I'll have women tell me that they don't like this, but in many ways, we do like when men lead. We like to have a say in it a lot of times, but we really do like when a male leads because it makes us feel safe and protected. But we like to also have the option of saying no.
Yes. So you have this kind of conundrum where confidence is built on results and on achievement and on being successful in what you're doing. If in the absence of evidence, there could be that lack of confidence, and then it's in a circle. You come across as not being very confident, which could be a turnoff, and then you say, oh, well, I'm not very attractive. Women aren't very attractive to me, and I'm too short, and I'm too old, and I don't, you know, I'm not good-looking enough. All those things you can say to yourself. And then, you know, you come across as tentative and lacking confidence. So the gurus say, you just have to try to affect a confident way, even if you don't feel it. Feel the fear and do it anyway. So you try to come across as confident, but if it's an act or a pose, then anyone might see through that and say, you know, I see a guy who looks like he's, but I don't feel it. I don't feel that that feeling coming from him. And so it is a bit difficult and could be very frustrating for a number of women. because I don't see how you can, I don't see how a woman can instill confidence in a guy. I mean, a woman maybe, let's say she's really turned on by a guy. It's just the chemistry is there. And so she wants it to work. But, you know, you, there are certain things you can't do. You can't fill up a guy with confidence. I suppose you can play to his ego, but that only goes so far.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. So it, yeah. Now, are you familiar with Ariel Ford and a number of the – do you know Ariel's work?
Yes, and I've been on many telesummits that she's been on.
Oh, okay. So you're aware of a lot of that, and I sometimes see, you know, looking for a quality man, and here are the qualities of a quality guy. So I think that from a guy's perspective, it's hard to – it's a struggle. If you don't naturally have – that confidence, and again, talking about presence, charisma, whatever that quality is, you know, how to acquire it. And then there's that sense of, well, you know, if I'm not good enough myself, oh, what do I have to do to get better? So that, you know, you can't act yourself, because acting yourself, oh, you know, I've done that before and I haven't gotten anywhere. I've been tossed in the friend zone or whatever. So you try to be something you're not. That becomes transparent. And so, you know, it can be rather difficult. I mean, maybe women face the same thing.
Very similar.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I don't know.
So I have a question for you, because you mentioned about women dating up, and many men are not up anymore. And I have found that men do contact women way out of their league, and it ends up, of course, as rejection.
Yeah.
And why do men do that if they feel, is it just, or and yet they won't contact also the nicest woman on there, who may not be the most beautiful or the most successful, but who is just so nice. Why do you think that is?
Are you talking about online dating?
Any dating, sure. Online dating where, yeah, uh-huh.
Or you mean, you know, at gatherings or parties or whatever.
Online dating,
you mean,
because
you know,
gatherings and parties, people, it's more dimensional. People get to see
more
of everyone. So online, men usually go after, it feels like, the most beautiful. Of course, women do it too, to the most handsome. But why do men not look at someone that might be a great match for them?
Well, I guess if it's online, you know, you have a photo and you have a profile.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess it works both ways. In fact, I was thinking that it, from what I've heard, that it's more a woman's market than a man's market, that women will put up a profile and get contacted by dozens of guys, but I guess that only applies to some women.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't know. I would guess that probably looks have a lot to do with it. You know, your photo, are you photogenic? I don't know about profile. So, yeah, there are probably a lot of very fine women that, as you say, you know, say, gee, I'm... You know, I don't seem to have much luck with guys. They don't seem to be much interested. And is it possible that both genders have been, you know, we look for everything. We look for physical attractiveness and whatever image we have, and somehow what doesn't live up to that image, we feel we're settling for less. We're all entitled to the best.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder if there's that attitude is prevalent.
I think it very well could be. And that is a fantastic observation on your part. From listening to you and from hearing women's side, I feel that men and women are struggling with the same issues just from their own gender. So can you, as we end our call, can you share with me or share with our audience some type of tip for women that you would like, the biggest thing you want women to know about men as they're out there dating?
I guess one, let me think. If women are willing to give a guy a chance, and if they can get past the need for instant chemistry, and maybe say, well, maybe this guy doesn't turn me on right away, but if there's enough there that could be, if there's enough value, give it a chance. Both genders, give it a chance. And by the way, do you know Ken Page's work?
No. Yeah. Yes, I actually do. Yes, I do.
He writes for Psychology Today. He wrote a book called Deeper Dating, and his advice is pretty much, if you can see through to the value of a person that you may be going out with or interested in, and not necessarily look for that instant hit, but give a relationship a chance to develop. He says in his work that attraction, romantic and sexual attraction, can actually build over the course of people getting to know each other and opening up to each other.
Yes.
And if that's true, then there's hope for a lot of us.
Well, it's what we did when we were younger. We did not decide before our cup of tea or coffee was done whether this was the one. We hung out with people and just got to know them.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
And I'm hoping that there might be an opportunity for people to do that. And some of us have said to Ken, you know, if we all lived that way, it would be so much better. But unless we can find each other, people who have that attitude can find each other. Like if there was a dating site or something where people who had that orientation and attitude said, okay. It's like a friend of mine, a couple of friends of mine now. There was a woman friend of mine who went on a green dating site, you know, for other people that were interested in an issue, and she met a guy, and they shared that perspective, and they got to know each other, and they are as happy as clams. So I was thinking, if there was some kind of a service, whether it's a website or it's a matchmaker, whatever, for people that have this kind of attitude, it would be a wonderful thing, because then we'd have that willingness and openness to take some time and get to know someone, and then you might not wonder, gee, I studied that profile and I wrote this thoughtful response and I never heard anything. I guess I'm just unattractive. You know, that's so sad when that happens.
Yeah. Very wise words. Thank you, Lee. Lee, you stay with me a minute, and everyone else, this man is giving you some super wisdom to take with you today, because turns out it's not just women that feel that the way they do about dating. Men are feeling it too. And Lee was an amazing, amazing guest. And I so appreciate you taking the time to share with us your thoughts. Thank you, Lee.
Well, Lisa, thank you so much. And I look forward to more of your work, because seeing your columns and your website, it really, it's wonderful. It gives us hope. There's a lot of heart, and thank you.
Thank you. Stay with me, Lee. Thank you, everyone.